This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the New Jersey Nets basketball team is looking for a few good dancers. With this qualification, you have to be at least 60.
First, though, a crime wave is threatening to stall a renaissance of a Los Angeles neighborhood. Drive into Koreatown, and you feel like you've left America and entered bustling Seoul, South Korea. It's filled with tourists, businesses, new investment. But as KQED's Rob Schmitz reports, the crime wave is threatening to stall this development, and it's causing a rift between the police and one of the city's largest ethnic communities.
Jia Jung admits that lately she's watched customers here at her tobacco store in Koreatown a little more carefully. Since opening the store a year ago, she's witnessed an armed robbery across the street, frequent muggings outside her shop, and she was robbed just a few weeks ago. Jung used to work nights so she could take care of her 3-year-old during the day. Now her husband has taken over the night shift.
If I have to work at nighttime here, he worried about me. Because so many bad things happen.
Like many new business owners here, Jung and her husband arrived from Korea, hoping to cash in on Koreatown's development boom. Now she's starting to question whether it was worth it. In the past several months, the neighborhood has experienced a spike in violent crime. The numbers appear staggering. LAPD statistics show a 53% jump in homicides from last year and more than a 40% increase in rapes in the neighborhood. All of this is happening as Koreatown is undergoing tremendous change. Charles Kim, president of the National Korean American Coalition, gets in his car to show how Koreatown has been changing.
Okay, I'm going to make a turn.
The big secret about Koreatown, Kim says, is that only 1 in 5 residents here is actually Korean. The neighborhood, just west of downtown LA, is made up of mostly African Americans and Latinos. However, Koreans own many of the neighborhood's businesses and properties. Resentment against these business owners boiled over in 1992 when rioters looted many Korean-owned shops. 14 years later, there's even more Korean investment in the neighborhood. And as Kim points out, Koreatown is becoming more, well, Korean.
Some apartments like 70-90% Korean occupied. So they are newcomers, they are students, they are the ones that who work in Koreatown area, newlyweds or returnees.
And many of them hold on to cultural habits that attract crime. For example, Kim says many Koreans are accustomed to using cash-only transactions back home, so they carry a lot of cash. Kim himself is guilty of this. He carries a wad of $100 bills in his pocket. Another challenge is Koreatown's layout. Here, one street glimmers with new condominium complexes, shopping malls, and luxury spas. Around the corner, you'll find rundown housing graffitied with gang insignias. And on top of that, there's history. Kim says older first-generation Koreans, because of their past under military rule, tend not to cooperate with the police.
Growing up in that kind of culture, and government here is so foreign to them. They don't even know where police station is located. When you talk to police officers, they're nice people. But talking to a person in uniform is intimidating.
As a result, says Kim, many crimes here go unreported. LAPD Chief Bill Bratton says he's not sure why there's been more violent crime in Koreatown, and he hasn't found a particular pattern of who's committing the crimes. He's quick to point out that overall crime in the area is down.
Overall, over the last several years, they're down quite dramatically.
Bratton manages a notoriously underfunded police force, and he says it's even more challenging to get Koreatown residents involved in the force.
We need them as a society to encourage the young people to join the police department because as a society, they don't see policing as a particularly honorable or lucrative career.
In fact, only around 5% of the officers at the station responsible for most of Koreatown actually speak Korean. Paul Kim was one of those officers. He just retired from the LAPD after 30 years on the force.
All this reputation is very discouraging because we make so much money from the tourists. I mean, 400,000, 500,000 visitors come here just from Korea. You know, they just might bypass L.A. and go to Vegas.
Actually, they already are. Korean Air just established the country's first nonstop flight from Seoul to Las Vegas, a flight path that enables passengers to see Los Angeles from the safety of 35,000 feet. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.